Section 2. You'll hear someone from the local library addressing a group of people about some renovations which have been done. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Good morning and welcome to Shenwood Library. We've just opened up again after a month of renovations and redecoration. I hope you'll find the place an improvement over what it was before. Let me just explain some of the things that have been changed. The main door leads to the information desk as it did before the renovations took place. You can find out anything you need to know at the information desk. Just ask one of the librarians. You can also check out any books you may want to borrow there. Almost everything else has been changed one way or another. You'll notice that there is now a nice lounge area for people to relax and do some quiet reading. To the right of that area are the racks with newspapers and magazines. You are very welcome to sit there and catch up with the latest news. There's also a wide range of magazines on subjects such as cookery, gardening, health, and beauty, as well as sports. On the other side of the lounge area, to the left, you'll find novels and short stories. Browse through the shelves and find a book of your choice. You can sit and read it in the lounge area, or you can borrow it and take it home. In the far corner, you'll find the nonfiction area. That collection used to be upstairs, but it has now been relocated downstairs where it is more accessible. Incidentally, we decided to leave the reference section upstairs as there wasn't enough space down here. There are two smaller areas immediately adjacent to the nonfiction area. The smaller of the two is the photocopy room. There are four photocopiers and you can make copies there. You'll need to purchase a photocopy card before you can use the machines. I'll give you more information about that later. The other room located between the fiction and the non-fiction areas is the computer room. Now, this is a recent addition to our library resources. There are 12 computers, all with internet access, so people can carry out research or just read their emails. If you remember, this used to be the listening center, but we've got rid of that now. You can still listen to audio CDs, though, because the computers all have headphones for this. Well, I hope you like the changes we've made. Now, if you'll bear with me, I'll just give you some more details of how to use the library.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have the chance to look at questions 16 to 20. Now, listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Now, the library is open 7 days a week. We used to close it on Sundays, but due to popular demand, we decided to remain open the whole week. Opening times are 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. We stay open in the evening so that everyone has a chance to use the facilities, even those who work till early evening. If you wish to use the library facilities, just register at the information desk. The services are free of charge. If you want to borrow books, you'll need to purchase a loan card, and there's a refundable deposit of £10 for that. You'll also need to buy a photocopy card if you want to make copies. Prices are quite reasonable, though, at 5 pence a copy. The machines do get busy at weekends, though, so be prepared to wait your turn. Now, upstairs is the reference section, and that's where we keep our audio CDs and videos. We have a wide range of videos with all the most recent Hollywood blockbusters. There's also a selection of National Geography documentaries if that's more your taste. We don't actually have a video viewing room here, but you can watch them on the computers downstairs. Alternatively, you can take them home and watch it in the comfort of your own home. If you feel puckish while you're reading or studying here, there's a drinks machine upstairs where you can buy soft drinks, coffee, tea, and hot chocolate. Drinks cost just 50 pence. There's also now a vending machine for people to buy light snacks. All the snacks are the same price at £1, and you can choose from cakes, sandwiches, and pastries. Food and drinks must be consumed in the designated areas and not in the reading rooms or computer room. Well, that's just about all I need to tell you. Oh, before I forget, we're keen on expanding the library's membership, so we're starting a membership campaign. If you know anyone who'd like to join the library, bring them along and get them to register. Anyone who introduces a new member will receive a gift, a photocopy card valid for 100 copies. In addition, the new member will receive a year's subscription to a magazine of their choice, as well as our monthly catalog of new acquisitions. Well, thank you for your attention. Now please enjoy your stay.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.